with the infrastructure bill that was passed. Well, we love infrastructure, but unfortunately, it was not paid for like the administration had stated. And so we have a shortfall in that bill of another $250 billion. And with inflation, we're not going to get as much with that spending as I think people originally anticipated. So this is creating a real economic disaster when we should be focusing on getting people back to work, because one of the best ways to shore up Social Security and Medicare is to actually have people that are working and contributing into the system to support those that are getting ready to retire. So the point is, we need to stop the horrendous spending that's being done by the federal government and get people back into the workforce. Right here in the state of Iowa, we have low unemployment, but we're still short a lot of workers.